locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Come visit Jiffy Lube's South Riding, Virginia location, relocated to 43149 Town Hall Plaza, South Riding. Jiffy Lube's now located next to the car wash. Both businesses are now open.
705 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge Beltway out of Maryland. Delays now before St. Barnabas Road. All goes back near Route 5. So watch as you come around through Forestville. You see the brake lights up ahead. Had the minor crash in the backup near 210. That was on the shoulder. Then to 295 north toward the Naval Research Lab. Volume get a nice break up to the 11th Street Bridge for now. So that's in good shape. Suitland Parkway inbound starting to bog down as you come past the Maryland DC line toward Alabama Avenue and Stanton Road, but no complaints about signal lights there. It seems to be functioning properly this morning. Very serious crash in Virginia. Woodbridge called for a medevac helicopter. Now the helicopter's gone, but we still have the closure of Minneville Road between the Prince William Parkway and Smoketown Road. Watch for police to direct around the scene there. 66 has been a tough go trying to get in through Manassas and Centerville. Long-standing crash east on 66, 29 Centerville. They tried to get everything over the left shoulder, but still looks like it crowds that left lane, so everyone's still just inching along through there. Trying to get out of Manassas Park, still with the accident activity as well on 28 Centerville Road, just as you pass Compton Road. Watch for police direction there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Windy this morning and cold. Cloud sunshine today, mid-30s. Overnight tonight, down to the low 20s and clear. Tomorrow, clouds on the increase, 42. Late in the day toward evening, maybe some rain showers, and that rain could actually end as some snow tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WNAL.
Right now, 13 in Manassas, 19 in Frederick, 22 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. Democrats respond to the president's State of the Union address with sharp criticism. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Stick around. Howard Kurtz is going to join us from the Fox News Channel at 8:05 this morning and give us a breakdown of the media and the way they're reacting to not only the President of the United States, but specifically the State of the Union last night. Did you like the State of the Union? The press didn't. ahead on Mornings of the Mall, I'm Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter.
And joining us now, Sarah Westwood, White House reporter for the Washington Examiner. Sarah, welcome back. Good morning to Mornings on the Mall.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, we wanted to talk to you about your impression of the State of the Union last night. What did you see? Because you're with the media, and I'm wondering if you saw something differently than what the rest of the media saw.
The evil media. Go, Sarah.
Well, I think, you know, for President Trump, it was a fairly successful speech, and not just because of what was in it, but because of how it highlighted Democrats' reaction. We saw camera shots of them sitting for moments when President Trump is talking about American exceptionalism or removing illegal gang members or things that most Americans of either party support. And it just really highlighted how far apart the Democrats are from Republicans, but also how partisan they've become. And so I think that created just as much of a successful moment for President Trump as what was actually in his speech.
Do you think the Democrats were in any way blindsided by the president last night? Because I realized, I saw some reporting that before the speech, Nancy Pelosi told the caucus, hey, no outbursts. We don't need any Joe Wilson moments. And then I'm sure she told them otherwise, like, you know, you stand when I stand, you sit when I sit. That's often how it works with these things. Do you think they were in any way blindsided by the tone of President Trump's speech? They weren't prepared for that.
Well, if Pelosi, and I saw that same reporting too, was instructing them not to heckle the president, it must not have worked very well, because there were a number of moments when some of the Democrats made noise, booed, or groaned at things President Trump was saying. And I don't think that plays well with with regular people who are watching this at home. It seems petty. And they're booing over things that are really broadly popular with the American people, like removing MS-13 gang members. Is something I think most logical, normal people would, in theory, support. And yet you had members of Congress booing or laughing out loud at the president. And so for that reason, I think that helped boost President Trump's case. And it was an accomplishment in and of itself that he didn't feel the need to respond to it, even though it seems like half the reason they were heckling him was to try to provoke some kind of response.
Meanwhile, the president of the United States has a 56% disapproval rating, which we have to obviously acknowledge. I mean, he goes into this with a lopsided approval rating, just 39% approving, according to the latest average of polls here. And do you think that the State of the Union speech he gave last night, unfiltered by the press, will change some of those attitudes?
I do. I think a lot of times, or some of the times, you will see presidents get a bump in their approval ratings from the speech like this. That certainly happened with President Trump after his address to a joint session of Congress last year. He is more unpopular than most presidents. You do have to acknowledge that. But when he goes into an event like this and people don't see him through the lens of late-night comedy or outraged Facebook posts, then the things that he talked about last night are broadly popular. Public opinion is behind most of them. And so that might make more people willing to listen to him and not just write him off as a clown.
I want to ask you, other than immigration, what could the Democrats have been opposed to during his speech last night?
That's a great question. I mean, many of them stayed seated for almost every applause line. Some of them refused to clap when President Trump was talking about things like all Americans belonging to the same flag, all Americans, you know, being of the same home, we share the same home, we share the same flag. I mean, these were things that Democrats opposed in theory because they wouldn't clap, they sat cross-armed. Those kind of images, I think, don't play well with regular people.
There is sort of an amazing related fact about all of this is that, you know, the president spent much of the last year fighting with the NFL over its players not standing for the national anthem. So when he says that Americans stand for the national anthem last night, it forces the Democrats to be in a position where they refuse to celebrate that fact. I mean, it's like it's whether Trump intends to do it or not, the effect is masterful, because now you have Democrats against standing for the national anthem inside the halls of Congress. I can't imagine most people are watching that going, well, that makes sense.
Right. I think that was part of why the speech was so brilliant for President Trump, because he created those moments where he's saying something that almost every reasonable person would agree with, like standing for the national anthem, removing drug dealers from the country, lowering prescription drug prices. I mean, all of these things that everyone that are bipartisan, and yet because Democrats hate him so much and were sort of just paralyzed by their partisanship,
yes,
there were images of them sitting cross-armed and scowling for these things that every American supports.
What, as you best have gathered, is the Democratic spin as of this morning on that speech last night?
It's interesting. One of the most dominant lines that we've heard Democrats use out of it is not really disputing anything specific in the speech or trying to argue on the merits, but just that President Trump is a liar. He's dishonest. He's not representing the truth. Because, like I said, everything in the speech was pretty broadly popular. President Trump was laying out a very upbeat, unifying tone, and it's hard to argue with the merits of what he said. So instead, they're sort of going after his credibility.
You know, ABC last night had very interesting conversations, and here's some of the things that they used to describe the speech. Divisive, gloomy. It was a sad speech that did not unify the country and instead stoked racial tension. George Stephanopoulos said he told Jonathan Carl that Trump did not unify the chamber. Carl replied that he's never seen anything like it, with Democrats basically running for the exit. Even Meghan McCain said it was actually surprisingly not as bipartisan as I had anticipated. Is this what they have to do? As you said, they didn't go after the merits of the speech or the contents of it.
Right. I think that's because most of the things he laid out, I mean, you know, it's interesting. So I watched from inside the chamber, and I didn't get to see a lot of the cable news coverage of it afterwards.
Oh, you're blessed.
Blessed.
Yes.
Because my impression of it was of a unifying speech, of a speech that, aside from the passages on immigration, which were, you could interpret those as partisan, he's talking about believing in America again and the American dream being available to everyone. Those are not partisan themes.
Can I ask you, Sarah, we have just 30 seconds here. Because you were in the chamber, you had a unique perch to be able to answer this question. How controlled is the Democratic caucus by their leadership when it comes to standing or sitting? And could you tell that Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi were kind of controlling all that action?
It was evident most in Joe Manchin's reaction, apparently. Apparently, he was being somehow shushed, or Democrats around him were being frustrated that he was standing and clapping. So that's interesting that even one Democrat breaking ranks made leadership angry.
A lot of peer pressure there. Yeah, thank you. Interesting. A very interesting perspective, and envious of you this morning that you got to attend a State of the Union last night, a very neat one. Sarah Westwood, thanks so much.
Thank you.
7:15 now. We're going to talk about that media reaction in just a moment. I can't even believe those things at ABC.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a supercut of it. I can't wait to share it. 7:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Well, we've had some tough spots this morning in addition to the normal rush hour volume. Let's go Virginia with trying to get out through Manassas Park on northbound 28. Absolutely jammed past Yorkshire Lane up to Compton Roads. That's where we cruise are still dealing with a longstanding crash. And I'm looking at a lot of bailout traffic. If you normally use parallel to that old Centerville Road, a lot of commuters heading over there with you, so that's picking up a lot of the stop and go. And again, all focus to get up toward Compton Road. Now, on 66, also a long-standing crash has been eastbound before 29 Centerville over to the shoulder, but it's almost giving us delays almost out of Gainesville now. So Gainesville, Manassas, Centerville, those are our big delays for now. With water main repairs still ongoing, please watch for crews. 29 Lee Highway at Blake Lane. Serious crash that had called for medevac helicopter in Woodbridge. Still quite active. The medevac has left, but the closure in place. Minneville Road shut down between the Prince William Parkway and Smoketown Road. Let's go Maryland on 270. About the volume for you. No problems to report getting through Germantown and Rockville. Do have a crash on 118 Germantown Road at Crystal Rock Drive. That's just west of 270. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today we got wind with a mix of clouds and sun. Temperatures near steady in the mid-30s. Tonight, a clear sky, low of 22 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny early and then increasing cloudiness later in the day and some showers late in the evening. A high of 42 degrees. Right now in the nation's capital, it's 22. Wear a coat. 7:17 on WMAL.
You can have the best of both. Market gains with added safety. Listen to the Savvy Investor Radio with Mike Kinnett of Pro Status Financial Advisors Group. And enjoy your retirement. Sundays at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. on WMAL.
All right, one of the joys of not being in the chamber, one of the few joys, is that you get to actually watch the media's reaction to all of this, if you so dare. And ABC News occupied a special place on in terms of assessing the President of the United States' State of the Union. They weren't entirely alone here, but this is a supercut. We want to give a hat tip to the Media Research Center for compiling this. They have a tendency to follow these things so the rest of us don't have to. And here's the supercut.
One thing's pretty clear, John. He did not unify that chamber tonight.
George, I've never seen anything like it. Right now, the Democrats have basically run for the exits.
And, George, you have to think about those dozens of dreamers in the audience tonight. What they are thinking as they hear the president talk about this, as they see the divisions there on the floor, concerned that they could face deportation come the beginning of March, and what the dreamers were thinking when they heard the president say that line that will likely be one of the most memorable lines of the speeches when he said, Americans are dreamers, too.
Also, again, sort of stoking, I think, many would say racial tensions by bringing up this issue of kneeling during the national anthem.
Well, what I was thinking as I was listening to the speech is if the president met with me after the speech, I would say to him, well, that was how not to give a unifying speech. So let's go back and give the unifying speech. As everybody has mentioned, he mentioned Obamacare, the ending of Obamacare, divisive, mentioned the tax cuts, divisive, mentioned a whole riff on immigration,
tax cuts.
Divisive in the national anthem, divisive. Calling this a healing speech is almost like calling going on a diet by drinking a Diet Coke and eating a pizza. That's as much of a healing speech this was.
He mentioned the tax cuts. Divisive. What? How do you utter that sentence without punching yourself in the face? He mentioned tax cuts? Divisive? Who doesn't want a tax cut? Now, there's some framing issues there. I mean, they thought that tax reform was bad and blah, 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 and it only helped corporations. Americans are benefiting from this, and Democrats are going to have a difficult time getting over the fact that more Americans are seeing more money directly in their paychecks. Rarely do you have a piece of legislation that so affects everyone so directly that they can immediately feel the consequences of it. So in this case, the benefit of it. So this, are you going to believe Trump or your lying eyes? I mean, this is like, this is nuts. Or believe this guy or your lying eyes.
So you just answered your own question as to who doesn't want tax cuts. Democrats.
Right.
That's why they're saying the tax cuts are bad. They're somehow bad. So despite you having more money in your paycheck, either the last one you just got, the one you're getting, or the one you're going to get next, despite you having more money in there, it's bad. It's bad. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying. And listen, there are people who absolutely will drink that Kool-Aid and who will say that somehow this is bad.
So, the media's reaction has again been all over the place. The Washington Post, which they often do, they'll share their front page the moment they have it prepared. And at the conclusion of the speech last night, they shared their front page. And Twitter was not impressed. Liberal Twitter was very upset with them. In fact, the original front page, and this is all published online. You can see the photos. A call for bipartisanship, it says. And it shows, it says Trump delivers message of unity in the subhead. Okay? That's the way it's treated. Liberal Twitter went insane. How dare you, Washington Post. So they changed it. Now the top head is the following, a much more clinical, a new American moment. Just in quotes. And then Trump adopts gentler approach. So they switched it from calls for unity to a message of unity to Trump adopting a gentler approach and just blanket plans for infrastructure, immigration outlined. They needed to change the tone of the headline because it was way too gracious to President Trump, according to liberal Twitter. So they did. I mean, they updated it with another edition, and now that's their final front page, the one you'll see this morning.
Well, this is what happens when you take the binky away from the baby. Once you take the sense of their source of their security blanket away, they cry. So they handed it, they gave them the security blanket back.
We've seen this so much over the last week on immigration. The phrase chain migration, New York Times using it in normal news coverage, they're being shamed into not using it by the left. Watch as the language changes and the debate shifts as well. More on the media reaction in a second. Van Jones, he's the best. 722 on WMAL.
What do the King of Prussia Mall, Legoland, Keswick Theater, and the new Founding Farmers Restaurant all have in common? They're all part of the thrill of the Chill Winter Hotel Package in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. Get amazing deals when you book a hotel room this winter at valleyforge.org/chill.
All right. Now, how many of you have gotten a gift for Valentine's Day, or you gave a gift for Valentine's Day and it just fell flat, just really didn't do it? And we've all been there. We've all gotten a gift and you're like, oh, thank you. Well, here's a sure winner. Pro Flowers and Sherry's Berries have teamed up to help you really impress your Valentine this year with their perfectly paired collections. They want you to think inside the box this Valentine's Day because this is a one-of-a-kind gift. Your flowers and dipped strawberries will arrive together in a beautiful, specially designed box that will keep your flowers fresh and it keeps your berries cold, guaranteed. Right now, my listeners can save 20% on any one of their perfectly paired combinations or any other gift over $29. You just use my promo code Walter, W-A-L-T-E-R, like boy's first name, Walter. Here's the deal. I received beautiful multicolored roses in a vase, and it comes with a reusable ice bag to keep the strawberries cool. They were perfect. Where else can you have both items, beautiful hand-dipped chocolate strawberries and flowers, arrive at the same time? And there's only one way to get 20% off a perfectly paired gift over $29 featuring beautiful blooms from Pro Flowers and freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries. Visit proflowers.com today. Enter my code Walter at checkout. That's proflowers.com, code Walter.
I'm an architect.
I'm a doctor.
Music producer.
I'm an accountant.
We're business owners.
When I found out that I could download big files.
Really big files.
Huge files.
CAD files.
X-rays.
Cloud files.
Audio files.
Zip files.
In seconds.
Not minutes.
In seconds.
And that all my employees.
With all their devices.
Would have more than enough bandwidth.
I said, wow.
Wow.
Boom.
Sign me up.
That's a dream come true.
Introducing Gig Speed from Comcast Business. With download speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. Tons of bandwidth for everything your business does every day. And an affordable price. It's a small business owner's dream.
Now, I'm dreaming gig. Really, really gig.
Comcast is building the largest gig speed network in the country. Now more small businesses in more places can dream gig. Comcast Business. Built for business. Visit dreamgig.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. May not be available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
7:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. It's going out to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we say good morning to our nation's capital, Southeast Southwest Freeway, heavy now coming off the 11th Street Bridge to get you up toward the 14th Street Bridge for that stretch past the 3rd Street Tunnel. Same story out of Virginia, but it's just been about the volume this morning. Out of Riverdale, Chevrolet, we're slow to get on the DC 295 past Benning Road and East Capitol Street. Had a stalled reported in the backup, so be very careful. On the Suitland Park, Parkway coming inbound past Alabama Avenue and Stanton Road. Here we go with that stop and go. Had a number of problems in Virginia and still ongoing. Let's go first. Woodbridge, even though the medevac helicopters left, very serious crash, closes a stretch of Minneville Road between the Prince William Parkway and Smoketown Road. So if you come up toward that area, you'll see the closure points we need to divert. On to 28 coming through Manassas Park, northbound after Compton Road. Still cleanup of the three-car crash. I know a lot of you are sitting in these delays, heading north on 28 and then bailing as well onto Old Centerville Road. So that's picking up a lot of volume. Water main repairs ongoing. 29 Lee Highway right near at Blake Lane. Watch for crews at the scene there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gusty winds putting a little chill in the air this morning. Wind chills in the single digits. Cold day today. Clouds and sunshine will hold in the mid-30s. Overnight tonight, low 20s, teen suburbs, still some gusty winds. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 22 degrees in the nation's capital, 7:26 on WMAL. Van Jones was on CNN last night, sitting alongside a couple people. Rick Santorum, you'll hear him chuckle as Van Jones makes the following assessment of the State of the Union.
Let me just say, master salesperson, used all of those stories really well. He was selling sweet tasting candy with poison in it. What he said about those young people, he implied, and he did it deliberately, that dreamers are gang members. And when you look at the numbers, facts matter. Facts matter.
Facts do. Some dreamers are gang members.
You know what the numbers are? You know what the numbers are? 39 kids out of, this is according to the U.S. government.
39. All right, so let me just, the other facts matter here.
How do they know that?
Those are not dreamers. The president specifically referred to them as unaccompanied minors. Those are the MS-13 gang members who killed the two girls who were highlighted last night in the State of the Union. So much of this media reaction has been very out of control in reaction to this. I don't know how they had such opposite land reactions to it, but you know who does? Howard Kurtz of the Fox News Channel. He's breaking it all down. He's got a new book on this very subject, and he'll join us at 8:05 this morning to give us a reaction to the media's reaction to that State of the Union. 7:28 on WMAL.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program that's been around for 25 years, and they have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $1 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money. Think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have a lot to offer? Well, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Washington, D.C.? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Washington, D.C. area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Washington, D.C. is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's Workshop, call 1-800-300-2966. Seating is extremely limited. Call right now because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. That's 1-800-300-2966. That's 1-800-300-2966.
The Washington Redskins. Kirk Cousins out at the Washington Redskins. The news breaking overnight. What's going to happen there is the Washington Redskins settle in on a new quarterback. All that ahead. 7:30 now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A trade with the Kansas City Chiefs apparently spells the end of Kirk Cousins' tumultuous tenure with the Redskins. The Skins have agreed to acquire quarterback Alex Smith from the Chiefs. Smith will get a four-year contract extension. He still has 1 year left on his current deal. President Trump praised America's resolve over the last year in his first State of the Union address.
Over the last year, the world has seen what we always knew. That no people on earth are so fearless or daring or determined as Americans. If there is a mountain, we climb it. If there's a frontier, we cross it. If there's a challenge, we tame it. If there's an opportunity, we seize it.
But the president did not mention Russian election meddling last night, a fact not lost on Maryland Democratic Senator Ben Cardin.
Russia is a major security threat to the United States of America. It's very likely that they'll be involved in our 2018 elections. We saw over the last weekend that they were involved in the Czech elections. You can go election after election. Mr. Putin is meddling in other countries in our democratic system, and the President of the United States, talking about the State of the Union, needs to talk about Russia.
Today at noon in Annapolis, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan delivers his fourth State of the State address. As school districts across Virginia continue searching for new ways to bring in revenue, one state lawmaker has an idea: ads on school buses.
The bill includes a description of exactly where the advertising could occur, which would be between the rear wheels and the rear of the bus on that back quarter panel. And so it's very limited area, a limited scope of what can be allowed.
Delegate Israel O'Quinn, the bill's sponsor, says the law would also limit what kind of ads that could be displayed on school buses. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 26,077, the Nasdaq at 7,402. Sports sponsored by MGM National Harbor, the Redskins will be getting a new quarterback, trading for the Chiefs' Alex Smith. NBA, the Wizards beat the Thunder without John Wall. NHL, the Caps host the Flyers tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Play Cold Hard Cash at MGM National Harbor for your chance to win $100,000 in cash now through March 2nd. Daily play, daily wins. Must be 21, please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The winter is here, and the dirt and grime can be tough on your rugs and carpets. So here's a tip from Joe Hadid. Ask the right questions when you're choosing the company to clean your rugs. Do they clean your rugs in their own facility? Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where your rugs are going to be cleaned? If you can't answer yes to all these questions, then you need to call Joe Hadid.
For all your Oriental rugs.
Joe Hadid has created a new pricing structure, so now everyone can take advantage of the Hadid quality and service. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Free pickup and delivery includes moving your furniture, rolling and relaying your rugs, and putting them back exactly where you want them. Minimum purchase is required. For details, go to joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
Chris Plant here. You know, we hear a lot about fake news, but when it comes to online dating, the real problem is fake views. Fake people with fake profiles trying to fake you out. If you're looking for a real connection, it's time to get real with It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch is real people teaming with real matchmakers to plan real dates between people with real chemistry. With Valentine's Day fresh in everyone's mind, this time of year can be a real bummer. Do dating better this year with It's Just Lunch. Don't be controlled by some faceless algorithm app. You deserve a real matchmaker who really gets to know you and what you're looking for. Give it a try. Call or text my friends at IJL right now at 202-466-6699. That's a real matchmaker and a real number. Remember, It's Just Lunch is easy, totally professional, and it's been working for more than 25 years. It's Just Lunch. The right person, the right place, quick and easy, face-to-face. 202-466-6699.
Elton John. Your last chance to see him live on tour. Friday and Saturday, September 21st and 22nd, Capital One Arena. Farewell, Yellow Brick Road Tour. Elton John and his band. All the hits and a spectacular new show. Friday and Saturday, September 21st and 22nd, Capital One Arena. Reserve seats on sale Friday, February 2nd at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Farewell, Yellow Brick Road Tour. Friday and Saturday, September 21st and 22nd, Capital One Arena. Don't miss the last time to see Elton John live on tour. Produced by AEG Presents.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Bill, crews still dealing with a serious crash that happened in Woodbridge called for a medevac helicopter, which has left the scene now for a while, but investigation ongoing closes Minneville Road between the Prince William Parkway and Smoketown Road. Again, very serious crash of three cars that were involved in that area. Still trying to get through on 28 northbound past Compton Road, the scene of the three-car crash there, so they needed a couple of tow trucks. Now, we've had a long-standing incident on 66 East as you work through Manassas towards Centerville, so the pressure's still on there, again, through Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. And looking at delays on the Georgetown Pike, heavier than normal as you head up toward Swinks Mill Road. That's prior to getting to the Beltway. Now, nothing reported in the area, but crews are going to check because, like I said, Georgetown Pike, you're really bogging down there this morning. On the George Washington Parkway, here we come, approaching, passing 123 toward the overlooks, seeing that morning rush hour volume fill in there. Haven't had anything reported along the way. Crews dealing with a water main break on 29 Lee Highway at Blake Lane. Coming in through town, DC 295 off of the 50 and off the BW Parkway out of Riverdale, just slows to 295 to get past Benning Road and East Capitol Street. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way you can save time parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off Spot Hero. Park smarter. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
One of the colder days this week as temperatures will hold in the mid-30s as we get into the afternoon. Cold morning with gusty winds around out of the northwest. Mix of clouds and sunshine in the sky. Tonight will be clear, down near 22, suburbs colder with a gusty northwest wind. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 21 in Leesburg, 19 in Beltsville, 21 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning. It is 7:37 here on WMAL. We've got Howie Kurtz joining us coming up at 8:05, and he has a new book out called Media Matters. It's on the media's relationship with the president, and it also contains some shockers. He's going to tell us about them. We'll be here 8:05. I'm Mary Welter here with Vince Colonies.
Well,
to the Redskins.
Alright, so I have some news for you about the Washington Redskins as we head towards Super Bowl weekend. Redskins not in that for some reason. The Washington Redskins look like they're set to jettison Kirk Cousins. Not that surprising because they just hired Alex Smith. The Chiefs have traded Alex Smith to the Washington Redskins in exchange for Kendall Fuller, so the backup quarterback and in Washington, or young corner, rather, a rising young cornerback, Kendall Fuller, and also a third-round pick in 2018. So this is signaling the end for Kirk Cousins because there was questions over whether or not they would sign him for an unprecedented third franchise tag. So the question for you this morning is, are you happy that Washington just lost Kirk Cousins? Kirk Cousins, who is clearly a talented quarterback, clearly is capable of winning games. But on the flip side, 2 years in a row failed to deliver a playoff berth for the Washington Redskins as the team fails to make it. And at some point, the money just comes into question. Like, is it worth paying all this money for a quarterback? Because of how much he was making, he was making ridiculous sums. If they tagged him for another year, he would be making $34.5 million with that franchise tag. It's unprecedented in the NFL. And now he's seems to be headed for the exits. Are you happy with Kirk Cousins' performance as a Washington Redskins? Do you think they're making a mistake by letting him go? And or is it time? Is it time for Kirk Cousins to head out? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
When you talk about the money, according to ESPN, Alex Smith will receive $71 million guaranteed, but the details of the contract haven't come out yet. So the details obviously are crucial. And poor Kendall Fuller was on Twitter as this was going around last night, discussing, you know, there's a trade, what's going on. He didn't know it was him. And that's how he found out. Apparently, the news broke before they had a chance to talk to him, to tell him, by the way, how about Kansas City? So that's how he found out, which is he's like, oh, I'm safe. Not me. I'm safe. And then you could see his tweets as they went to, oh, well, maybe not. And then he's like, oh, it's me. That's how he found out.
Well, we're going to wait, I guess, to find out more information from the Redskins. It's a tentative deal right now. This is all going to happen in free agency. So we'll have to wait until March, I guess, to find out the full details of this. But at this moment, it looks like Kirk Cousins is on the way out of the Washington Redskins. Curious if that's something that you're happy about, if you think the Redskins stand a better chance with a guy like Alex Smith at quarterback. Let's go to Steven in Winchester this morning. Steven, good morning. You say you're not happy about this.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Excellent. So, yeah, I'm not real happy about this, obviously. I'm a pretty big Redskins fan. I think it was stupid of us to trade Kendall Fuller, and we also traded Breland, who's another defensive player, and they're both great defensive players, and we traded him for a semi-all-right quarterback who's probably already hit his prime. I think Kirk is getting right towards his prime right now, and Alex Smith has already clearly hit his prime.
Defense, Steven.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Go ahead.
But I had heard on the news that it was a $71 million deal.
Yeah. Yeah, according to ESPN, it's a $71 million guarantee, but the details of the contract have not come out, and that obviously is going to help. Those are important, the details, to find out exactly what that involves.
Right, how many years that...
Yeah.
Isn't that $30 million more than what Kirk was already asking for?
I think we're talking about a difference between how many years are involved in the contract.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't know that yet.
Right. So, but basically, you know, and if you look at their QB ratings are about the same. I mean, if you just look at just pure performance. So as you're assessing this, it doesn't look like it's immediately a net positive where you're just like getting a better quarterback. That's not the case here. This is a money saving opportunity for the Redskins, and they've got it. So Alex Smith looks like he's going to be taking the helm there. Thank you, Steven. Really appreciate your call this morning. And John in Virginia also saying you think this is a big mistake as well. Well, why, sir?
Hello.
Yeah,
hi, John.
Yeah, I think they should get rid of Gruden. All Kirk Cousins does is he executes the plays that Gruden calls.
Mm-hmm. So this is a quarter. This is a coach problem, not a quarterback. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the coaching. It's not the quarterback.
John, thank you. A lot of people paying attention to this morning. Redskins fans waiting with bated breath to see what the next season looks like and whether or not things will change. Fortunes will change, and maybe they can make the playoffs next year. 743 here on WMAL.
Do you want to sell your home fast and for top dollar? Then call my realtors, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds Team will guarantee that if they don't sell it, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you, guaranteed. Go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
There's a reason year after year local home buyers and sellers choose Frank Prindle. In fact, there are endless reasons to trust Frank. You see, when you love what you do, it shows. And Frank's passion for real estate translates to genuine results for all of his many happy clients. Retirees Noble and Peggy were ready to sell their D.C. home. So Frank advised them on some small but necessary repairs, and he sold their home in just 4 days. And that's for over $30,000 over list price. There's no risk to working with Frank Prindle. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline that you agree upon, or Frank will buy it, guaranteed. Again, you don't make those guarantees unless you know you sell homes. Not only does Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran exclusively support Frank Prindle in D.C., Frank's been endorsed by Sean Hannity of the Fox News Channel, and I'm proud to say I trust Frank as well. So call the only agent I would call if I were to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 855-234-SOLD. That's 855-234-SOLD. Or online at itrustfrank.com.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-280-8787. That's 800-280-8787. 800-280-8787. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
GW Hospital had the technology that saved my heart and saved my life.
I couldn't ask for better care. I couldn't ask for a better experience.
I know that without GW Hospital, I wouldn't be alive.
Our patients can't imagine life without the care they received here. For life's defining moments, the George Washington University Hospital. Learn more at gwhospital.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of this hospital.
7:45, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Seminary Road, that's where we had the accident activity on 395 North, right near Seminary. That was cleared out of the travel lanes, albeit slow, though, coming in from Edsel Road through to that point. Get a little break through Sherlington, and then, you guessed it, the normal backups near the Pentagon across the 14th Street Bridge. Now, not so normal. We've had a couple major problems this morning. Continue with the closure in Woodbridge, Minneville Road between the Prince William Parkway and Smoketown Road. So that stretch of Minneville Road, folks, still shut down with accident investigation. If you normally use that, watch for the detour. On 28 Virginia, northbound after Compton Road, the three-car crash still with that activity at last check. Water main break repairs continue. Fairfax crews with this on 29 Lee Highway at Blake Lane. Southbound side, northbound lanes have been reopened. Heading around the top side of the Maryland Beltway, 95 to George Avenue. It's been uneventful, so those are normal slowdowns. Interloop heavy into Bethesda, but nothing there. And on 95, getting down to the Beltway, good shape. It's northbound 95 to get you past Route 100, very slow up into Elkridge with the crash. On 95 northbound, again, north of Route 100. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gusty winds putting a little chill in the air this morning. Wind chills in the single digits. Cold day today. Clouds and sunshine will hold in the mid-30s. Overnight tonight, low 20s, teen suburbs, still some gusty winds. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 22 degrees in the nation's capital, 747 on WMAL. Some updates for you on the memo. Release the memo. That's that FISA memo revealing what the House Intel Committee Republicans have declared are just savage abuses of our law enforcement system in spying on Americans against their rights. Like, we found out so many details about this, to include the fact that the Trump dossier was used under false pretenses, that it wasn't fully divulged to the court, how it was being used, and we're just waiting on that four-page memo to come out. And for a memo that Democrats are calling nothing, they're sure doing a lot of whining and complaining about this. Which suggests that there's at least something in there they're not too happy about. Well, it's in the president's hands right now, and as he was leaving the State of the Union last night, he was approached by Congressman Jeff Duncan, who asked him about that memo. Here's that exchange. Listen to the hot mics. Pick it up.
Hey, let's release the memo. Don't worry. 100%.
Mr. President, let's release the memo. Oh, yeah. Don't worry. 100%, we have to. That's the president of the United States responding. So some indication of where he's going on this.
Was there a doubt? Was there doubt that the president was going? Well, you know, because he has 5 days for the Justice Department and the FBI to get in his ear to tell him why he shouldn't release the memo. There's 5 days for him to do it. Well, now there's four.
Right. And by the way, let's not forget, the head of the FBI saw the memo on Sunday. All of this stuff you're hearing from the press, like, oh, how come they're letting the FBI see it? They did. On Sunday, Christopher Wray went and saw the memo. Don't believe the lies.
What happened right after that?
Then all of a sudden you have Andrew McCabe get canned on Monday.
Yeah.
So let's hold our breath. Let's find out if they're connected. I'm sure we'll find out more details as soon as this comes out. I saw Joe DiGenova yesterday. I was like, Joe, what do you know? Joe's like, the memo is coming out Friday. And I was like, Friday? I was like, the world's saying Monday, Joe. How do you know this? And in his own sort of, you know, soothsayer way, he's like, just trust me. It's coming out Friday. So we'll see. Joe DiGenova, who will join us on Monday to break it all down when it comes out on Friday. So that means we'll have plenty to talk about with Joe on Monday.
Well, here's my question about releasing it on Friday. You would think Friday is when the Obama administration would release anything that they wanted to hide, because it would get lost in the sauce on the weekend.
Yeah. Well, I guess this is the quickest they can do it, I guess.
Why you do it today?
Whatever. Just get it out there.
I'm just asking.
Let's get all the documents out there. More transparency, baby. Also, Jonah Goldberg, who's no fan of Trump, had such a great explanation of something in one of his columns recently. He said, let's imagine for argument's sake that the New York Times or the Washington Post had gotten their hands on this Nunes memo. Is there any doubt that they would report on its contents? Would BuzzFeed hesitate to publish a PDF of the whole thing? That's instantaneous declassification with pretty much no oversight. And to Jonah's point, he's right.
He is.
If the press got their hands on this stuff, they wouldn't be saying, oh, wait a second, let's not release something before the intelligence community has a chance to view it. Yeah, sure. Remember the Trump dossier? 751.
Recent changes to reverse mortgages make them even more desirable. Call 202-625-1221 right now or cornerstonefirst.com.
Buy a Samsung big screen TV at the big screen store before 3 p.m. Saturday and we'll deliver it before game time on Sunday. Only at the big screen store.
When hiring a company to replace the roof on your home, isn't it important that you, your family, and your home are treated with honor and respect? Hi, Adam Kincaid here, owner of Valor Roofing, and our company is built on these exact core principles: honor, respect, and trust. My father, a Vietnam War veteran, started and built our company upon these principles. Because of this, Valor has become one of the most trusted and hired roofers in the region. If you need a new roof, then there's no better time to call. Help me keep my crews busy, and I'll help you save huge with Valor's biggest sale of the year. Now through January 31st with Valor's winter sale, I'll replace your roof for only $89 a month, up to 2,000 square feet. Plus, you'll get a free upgrade to high-definition architectural shingles. And as always, a portion of all profits go toward a Raise a Roof for a Vet campaign. Help us replace a roof each quarter for a veteran in need. Meet our most recent veteran roof recipient, retired Major Randy Short of the United States Army, and hear his story at ValorExteriors.com. Call for your free estimate today, 703-721-4931, or visit ValorExteriors.com.
Follow the world's best golfers at the 82nd Masters Tournament, April 2nd through the 8th, on the tournament's official website, Masters.com. Log on all week long to experience a tradition unlike any other, and follow the Masters on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Masters.com offers live full-screen HD video coverage, including the Par 3 contest, plus real-time scoring, up-to-the-minute tournament news, and more. Masters.com, your official online source for the 2018 Masters.
Oh, no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
7:53. Let's see how that money's doing today. Let's check with the CNBC news desk and Landon Dowdy. Good morning.
Hey there, Vince. Good Wednesday to you. Well, on the last trading day of January, and after 2 days of market declines, green on the screen, futures are higher, pointing to a higher open on Wall Street. Dow futures are up about 172 points right now. President Trump's State of the Union address last night touted corporate tax cuts and stock market record highs, but he did attack one industry, Big Pharma, saying he will lower drug prices. Boeing is just out with earnings results. results that beat Wall Street forecast. Shares are up 3% in pre-market trading. Anthem Health and Eli Lilly also reported this morning and each beat expectations. Shutterfly shares are up more than 20% in pre-market trading this morning. It plans to buy a school photography company called LifeTouch. We all remember those. It takes about 25 million kids' pictures every year during Fall Picture Day in schools. And today is your last day to sign up for Equifax's free credit monitoring offer after it exposed the personal information of about half of all Americans to attackers. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News, on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor, and it's a new year, and people everywhere are resolving to make 2018 a better, healthier year. A great way to start is by getting a good night's sleep. But for those of you who suffer from sleep apnea or live with someone who does, it can be difficult to get the restful sleep you need. If you or a loved one have sleep apnea and can't get relief from CPAP, there is another treatment option available. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a revolutionary FDA-approved implantable device for sleep apnea. Controlled with a small remote, Inspire delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open throughout the night, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need for a healthier, happier 2018. Inspire is FDA approved and offered at over 150 leading medical centers across the country. Join the growing number of people who are treating their sleep apnea with Inspire. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in the Washington, D.C. area who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. That's inspiresleep.com.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update sponsored by United States Traffic Network. Maryland, Interstate 95 northbound. If you're heading up toward Baltimore or even up toward BWI, listen carefully. You'll need extra time. You're dealing with crash to get through Elk Ridge. Northbound 95 delays almost back to Route 32. That takes you past Route 100 up to the exit for 895. And beyond that would be the exit for the airport. Now, on the southbound side, checking out the activity and slowing as well. Looks like you may have a left lane block on the southbound stretch, too. If you're heading up toward BWI on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, that's much better. Pretty normal commute there. Southbound and Laurel have some of the stop-and-go delays. In on 50 out of Annapolis and Bowie's been nice and quiet. Now through Chevrolet, your delays begin just inside the Beltway, right near 410. And that's that heavy delay off and on to 295 working in through to town. Virginia, reminder in Woodbridge, we still have the closure investigation underway. Closes Minneville Road between the Prince William Parkway and Smoketown Road. Looking to add your talent to a dynamic company? Well, United States Traffic Network seeks motivated account executive to join the sales team. Send your resume to ustrafficnetwork.com/careers. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gusty winds putting a little chill in the air this morning. Wind chills in the single digits. Cold day today. Clouds and sunshine will hold in the mid-30s. Overnight tonight, low 20s, teen suburbs, still some gusty winds. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 22 degrees in the nation's capital, 7:57 on WMAL.
Larry O'Connor here with Renters Warehouse, the rent-estate company. These rental pros lease and manage over 20,000 residential homes in America and hundreds right here in D.C. Are you considering the four R's of rent-estate this year? That's retirement, relocation, right-sizing, or achieving real wealth. If so, Renters Warehouse can help you triple the value of your home as an investment property through cash flow appreciation, equity, and new tax reform savings. They'll find and warranty long-term quality tenants to pay your mortgage in just a few weeks on average. They'll collect the rent, handle the maintenance calls, deal with paperwork, and manage your property 24/7 for one low flat monthly fee. Renters Warehouse makes renting easy, fast, worry-free, and profitable while you sit back and collect the checks. Visit renterswarehouse.com for a free home rental price appointment today, or call a rent-estate advisor to help you with the real rental math at 202-897-2822.
Find out how much your home will rent for. RentersWarehouse.com. With PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. Here's what our payroll customer, Laura, thinks about us.
Patriot Software and their amazing team are a crucial part of our business. They handle the details of payroll and tax payments, so we can focus on delivering exceptional customer service to our own clients. Patriot's payroll is affordable, easy to use, and it keeps us organized. They're receptive to their customers and strive to demonstrate that each day. Without a doubt,
We will be using their payroll services for many years to come. Thank you, Patriot Software. 5 stars.
Go to PatriotSoftware.com to get your payroll pricing for up to 100 employees. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The best time to buy something is in the off season. Well, in the roofing industry, our off season is winter, and January is the slowest month of the year. Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Well, January isn't the best time of year to be a roofing contractor. It's a great time to be a roofing customer. This spring, we're going to be slammed, but I have to keep my installers busy in the winter too. So if you call and schedule a free estimate right now, we're going to give you 50% off the price of materials, plus, no interest, no payments until 2019. We've installed over 30,000 roofs in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. Our master technicians use only the best materials, and every roof comes with a lifetime warranty. Don't wait. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. 50% off roofing materials and no interest, no payments till 2019.
All right, here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Howie Kurtz has a new book out on the media's relationship with the president, and it also contains some shockers. He'll tell us about them next.
And divisive, gloomy, sad. Just a few of the superlatives the media has used for the State of the Union. What are you saying about the State of the Union this morning? We'll check. 8 o'clock now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Trump's first State of the Union address presented an optimistic vision.
Mr. Trump calls the State of the Union strong.
This, in fact, is our new American moment. There has never been a better time to start living the American dream.
He boasted of new jobs created, wage hikes and bonuses to employees of large corporations benefiting from the tax cuts. Guests in the First Lady's box included small business owners and workers. With the stock market rise, Mr. Trump talked of new wealth and boosted 401k plans.
We have eliminated more regulations in our first year than any administration.
And he talked to foreign companies ready to invest in the U.S. Bob Costantini, Capitol Hill.
Infrastructure was also top of mind last night.
We will build gleaming new roads, bridges, highways, railways, and waterways all across our land. And we will do it with American heart, American hands, and American grit.
Massachusetts Congressman Joe Kennedy delivered the Democratic response to the president.
I was obviously thrilled with the opportunity and honored by it. I think what our party needs at the moment is an awful lot of voices out there. We're a big tent party. It's a broad, diverse country, part of what those themes that I tried to touch on last night, and to try to find ways to actually construct an overarching narrative that will unify not only our party, but our country.
Today at noon in Annapolis, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is preparing to deliver his fourth State of the State address. The governor is expected to promote his legislative agenda, which this year includes business tax credits and a new anti-corruption watchdog for public schools. The Redskins have reportedly worked out a deal with the Kansas City Chiefs to acquire quarterback Alex Smith. The move can't be officially completed until March, but reports are the Skins will give Smith a 4-year extension on his current contract, which has 1 year to go. Smith has spent the past 5 seasons with the Chiefs, leading them to the playoffs 4 times. The economy is doing well, but Montgomery County still needs to cut costs, so the county council has approved a savings plan to fix the shortfall.
$53.5 million, that's how much the Montgomery County Council approved in cuts from this year's operating budget. It helps to deal with a budget shortfall of $120 million, Council Administrator Steve Farber.
There are some issues.
That shortfall is mainly due to decreasing income tax revenues. Among the cuts are about $25 million from public schools, Councilmember Craig Rice.
Have been reassured that these savings and reductions will be focused more in central office and not hit our classrooms.
Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
It's one of the wealthiest counties in America, but when it comes to charitable giving, Loudoun County ranks as one of the lowest in Virginia.
According to the Chronicle of Philanthropy, people in Loudoun County gave roughly 2% of their annual income to charity. That's compared to 3% in places like Fairfax and Fauquier counties. Amy Owen heads the Community Foundation for Loudoun and Northern Fauquier counties.
One thing that
we see in communities that are very wealthy is that it tends to suppress charitable giving.
Owen says if Loudoun was to give at the same rate as other communities, it would mean another $155 million to help with the poverty rate of about 4.5%. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 26,077, the Nasdaq at 7402. Sports, the Redskins acquire quarterback Alex Smith in a trade with Kansas City. The Wizards beat Oklahoma City. The Caps take on the Flyers at home tonight. WMAL News Time 804 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, it's Chris Plant. Join me this summer for the trip of a lifetime on an incredible 7-day Mediterranean sea cruise from Venice to Rome on board the ultra-luxurious Regent Seven Seas Voyager. Details at WMAL.com/cruise.
Hello, beautiful. I'm Amy Errett, founder of Madison Reed, a hair color company I named after my daughter. One of the things I value most in life is time. Time to spend with my daughter, time to spend with family, and the time I put into my company that's reinventing the way women color their hair. The busiest, most successful women I know use Madison Reed, the amazing hair color hack. In under an hour and for less than $25, Madison Reed delivers gorgeous, shiny, multidimensional, healthy-looking hair with an ammonia-free formula. You'll look like you just came from a salon, but the reality is you have more me time to do what you love.